This is Meditation Moments, and oh, how I pray God's blessing upon each one listening in. And we always pray that he'll use something from the program to help you. Let's have just a word of prayer about it. Father God, there's so many problems. And these that have written in, Lord, are looking to thee for help. And they're calling in their day of trouble, and thou hast promised to deliver them. And we add our faith to theirs and ask thee, Lord, that thou wilt help. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt reveal thyself in a very special way to these that are seeking thee. We do ask thee for the salvation of souls. Oh, God, quicken faith. And we ask it all for thy glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You know, the other Sunday, it was a beautiful Sunday morning, and some friends took me to a little white chapel at Knott's Berry Farm for the Sunday morning service. And they sang the old hymns, and the preacher gave a good, plain gospel message. It was all very good and helpful, but there wasn't anything outstanding or striking about that part of the service. But there was something very striking that happened there, and very few people noticed it. For only two or three, perhaps, recognized the slender, humbly quiet man that ushered the people to their seats. Yet he was a very famous man, a multimillionaire, and the founder and owner of the famous Knott's Farm, for it was Walter Knott himself. Just think, there he was, humbly ushering the people in that tiny little frame church, each one to where they desired to sit. As I sat there through the service, I thought, I'd like to know better this man, who with all his wealth and fame, just wants to be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. Oh, I had met him and talked with him a couple times, but that's not really knowing a person. It takes time and close association to truly know and understand such a one. Now, as I sat in the humble little frame chapel, waiting for the service to begin, I became conscious of the melody the organist was playing. At that time, it was, I am thine, O Lord. And as words of the old hymn formed in my mind, I said in my heart, Lord, I want to know thee better. Some are satisfied with a passing acquaintanceship, but they never know what Christianity is all about until they really know thee in a closer walk. Just a closer walk with thee, dear Lord. Blessed Jesus, let it be. I am satisfied as long as I walk. Yes, I walk with thee. Just a closer walk with thee. And that's what I want to talk to you about for a little while, is this closer walk. Now, the secret of drawing closer to know the Lord better, it is prayer and communion. It is getting in touch with the Lord through meditating on his word. We've said much in the past about prayer, but I want to give you a little secret about meditation that'll surely bring you closer to the heart of God if you want a closer walk with him. When you take up your Bible, even before you open its pages, just humbly, sincerely, and it must be sincerely, ask God for help. The words of your prayer can be very simple, such as, Holy Spirit, reveal the things of Christ to me, or Holy Spirit, help me to get in touch with God right now. Illumine thy word, Lord. It can all be very simple, but it has, as I say, to be sincere. It must be a cry from the heart, not listlessly and not half-heartedly, but a real hungering and thirsting. Oh, so many people just pick up their Bibles and begin to read thoughtlessly. And they never get much out of it because they haven't asked the Lord to illumine his word, asked the Holy Spirit to reveal the things of Christ. Now, maybe you don't feel any hunger for the word or to have a closer walk or for God to open to you his rich treasure. Well, if that's the case, there ought to be a heart searching. For at the root of this loss of spiritual appetite, there's generally sin or some failure or habitual weakness. And this must be faced and dragged out in the open and repented of before God can open to you of his rich treasure in the Word of God. This is just repentance. and it's a foundation stone to blessing in meditation. How can one commune with God with an evil heart? Now, the Holy Spirit's waiting to bless and to comfort and reveal the things of Christ to you. But, oh, you have to ask with a sincere heart and repent of any known sin. And that's why we're asking that before you even open the Word, you bow your head and pray earnestly, sincerely, for God to reveal anything in your heart that will stand in the way of your having truths revealed to you from that Word. This is why so many Christians read their Bibles and are no further along spiritually or closer to the heart of God than when they began to read. You know, one of our great teachers made this statement. I'm sure that the failure of many Christians to gain much from meditation arises far more often from opening their Bibles too quickly than from shutting them too quickly. Yes, I think you can open your Bible too quickly. I think you have to set your heart right before God. And it's the Holy Spirit that reveals the things of Christ to you. And so you ask Him by His Holy Spirit to reveal that which you're going to read, reveal its deep riches to you. So many try to exist spiritually on a few sips of the milk of the Word on a Sunday morning. And in some instances, this is skim milk. But they never grow any morally or spiritually, any great spiritual sinew, because they don't masticate and assimilate the meat of the Word. And in order to get the meat of the Word, this is what you have to do, this that I've been talking to you about. Well, maybe you're satisfied with your present passing acquaintanceship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you have no great desire to draw nearer, to have the closer walk. If so, it's because you don't realize what's in store for you in Christ Jesus. Oh, you don't know the joys, the benefits, the comforts, the peace and rest, or you'd want to know Him better. You'd want the closer walk. Words can't describe the riches to be found in Jesus. And the closer the walk with Him, the greater the revelations of His power and glory and inheritance that you will have as a Christian. While we were sitting in this little chapel, and I first went in while we were waiting for the service to begin, the organist was playing, I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love for me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. These are Fanny Crosby's words, and you'll notice that she has the secret of the very thing that I'm talking about, to know Him better. You rise in the arms of faith to be drawn closer, and then she says, consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be drawn to thine. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend, when I kneel in prayer, and I with thee, my God, commune as friend with friend. Well, beloved, I wish I had some new way of telling you what it would mean to come close to the Lord Jesus Christ. He has come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And so He wants you to draw closer. He wants you to have the things that He has to give. He wants to give you His best. And He longs that you shall have this peace and rest and joy. He's not holding it back from you. You're holding back of coming closer to Him. And He says, my peace I give. And He says, ask and receive that your joy may be full. He wants you to have all this fullness. He wants you closer. He even desires that you may prosper. And you read the first Psalm, you'll find that. He tells of the righteous man, says, all that he doeth shall prosper. And He wants to give you a goodly supply of all these things. Of course, the conditions have to be met. But not that you might satisfy the cravings of the human flesh, but that it may prove His love for you. He wants His children to have all this. The rain, the sun fall upon the just and the unjust, manifesting God's love even for the sinner. But as we said to you so often, don't you think He'll save the best in all things for His very own? Don't you think for His own children He'd have the best? He wants you to draw closer to him. Then you'll know of the abundant life that he has offered, that he comes to give. This life above the common, a life above the mediocre, a life above the ordinary. And you'll never know it by just a passing acquaintanceship with him. Never. As I say, you have to draw closer. Draw me closer, closer. Just a closer walk with thee, dear Lord. And he came to make all these promises real. And he wants to show you the reliability of every promise. If you got a need today, he wants to supply that need. He says so. Promise to give you the desires of your heart if you delight yourself in him. Are you delighting yourself in him? Are you just satisfied with a couple little verses from the Word just before you jumped into bed at night? And you're not really interested in getting the meat of the Word and truly drawing closer? Well, all things are possible to him that believes. That's limitless, isn't it? Don't you believe he came for you also, that you're included in this offer that he makes? Can't your faith at this time become strong to take hold of this promise, for this closer walk, for the abundance that he promises? Or is faith weak and wavering because you're neglecting to draw closer, you're neglecting to read his word as you should? His command is, learn of me. That's the way the faith grows strong. He says in his word, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Oh, beloved, in these strange and dangerous times in which we live, no other life is worthwhile but the abundant life that the Lord Jesus Christ is offering to you. That's what you're hungering for. That's all that'll ever satisfy you. There's a verse of Scripture that says that he's a satisfying portion. Draw closer to him. Read your word. Meditate upon it. God bless you and keep you through this day for his name's sake. Amen.